Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are many ways that you can propose to your significant other, but getting the cops involved may not be the best idea. There's a story out of Massachusetts. A guy was arrested, had to call his girlfriend. It was a whole big ordeal. She was very, very upset, as you can imagine. Because now our boyfriend's arrested. They have to post bail. What does this mean for his reputation? Are they going to have to get a lawyer? All these things, naturally, are going through her head. But it was all a prank. It was all how he was about to propose to her. Good thing it ended with a proposal. And here is the now bride-to-be, Kristen Fleming, saying she was so mad right up until he proposed.
I was having a heart attack. I was just horrified. I was ready to kill him. And he's so lucky it ended that way because I was so mad.
Guys, it really boils down to you have to know exactly what your woman would find funny. If she's all in on the pranks, go for it. If she's not really a prankster, maybe try something else. Or ask the best friend or the mom. They'll tell you the truth of what she's really hoping is going to happen when she gets proposed. Because I can't imagine a lot of little girls growing up, when they were daydreaming about their wedding and proposal one day, thought, I really hope he gets arrested and has me thinking he's going off to jail. That would be awesome. No woman has ever, ever thought that for her dream proposal.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Happy Meals for adults are coming to McDonald's. Nothing could beat pulling into the drive-thru and your mom orders those Happy Meals and you open it up and you're all excited to find out what toy's inside. And the fun starts October 3rd. Here's the twist, though. You don't necessarily order the Happy Meal. You're supposed to order the Cactus Plant Flea Market Box. This is a streetwear brand that has collaborated with McDonald's. And it'll include a Big Mac or 10-piece chicken McNuggets, of course, fries, and a drink. And there's only a couple toys that'll be inside. Some of those nostalgic mascots we remember, Grimace, Hamburglar, Birdie, and a new character named Cactus Buddy. The best part about it, you're an adult. You don't have to worry about having your older sister in the car with you begging to trade toys or stealing your toys when you get home. Or was that just me and my house growing up when we would stop at McDonald's? And all the fun starts Monday at McDonald's.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Let's get to your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
Imagine you get to go to the Library of Congress out in D.C. and they hand you a flute from the 1800s and say, play this. Maybe some of you wouldn't be able to, but Lizzo, she kills it on the flute and she was given that opportunity. And here she is freaking out when she realizes exactly what it is she just did with James Madison's old flute. Not something that you get to say every single day.
Number two.
Are you a fan of The Wolverine and of Deadpool? Ryan Reynolds posted a video to social media this week announcing the scheduled premiere of Deadpool 3. And in the video, Hugh Jackman agrees to play the Wolverine just one more time.
But we did have one idea. Hey, Hugh, you want to play Wolverine one more time?
Yeah, sure, Ryan.
Deadpool 3 will be out in theaters September 6th of 2024.
Number one.
And what the heck did Aaron Rodgers see on the Jumbotron during the game against the Buccaneers? If you've been following the story, after the game, he was interviewed and he kind of talks about seeing something that may have actually helped the Packers get an advantage in the game.
Sometimes you see things in the game. Sometimes the Jumbotron shows things they probably shouldn't show, even at home. I saw something and just passed on the information.
Well, what did Aaron Rodgers see? He was on the Pat McAfee show with his buddy AJ Hawk, and here's how he answered that question.
I did see something on the Jumbotron. I went down and relayed to Matt. I'm not going to get into exactly what I saw or if it even had a real impact on the play. I think that's kind of inconsequential, but thought I saw something. I walked down, I relayed it to Matt. Whether that got relayed to Joe or not, I'm not sure. Either way, it had nothing to do with the two-point conversion. There was not an image of Microsoft Surface or anything on there. That would have been pretty funny, though.
That would have been funny. And as Packer fans, we're laughing at the whole thing because we got the win. I just wonder if that person who handles the Jumbotron down in Tampa still has a job. And that is your three must-hear clips of the day on The Mix.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on The Mix.
It's time for what you need to know on the go. And have you been watching the news with Hurricane Ian? I know here at The Mix, we're paying attention to it pretty closely because Radar's daughter, Haley, now goes to school down in Florida. And Florida is bracing for Hurricane Ian to hit today. It's a Category 4 hurricane. Locally, there's a lot of people that are headed to Florida to help, including Generac. They have a hurricane response team that plan to go down and support those affected by Hurricane Ian. They are leaving this morning and hope to help people hit in the hardest areas around Tampa. Here is one of the members of that Generac response team.
We go down and we start helping no matter where it is. Ultimately, we're taking four vans that are stocked with tools and parts, and we're taking a truck and trailer that's stocked with tools and parts and overstocked for different dealers as well.
And if you're curious, Radar's daughter, Haley, is safe. She has gone to stay at a hotel in Miami and will be there for the next few days. He's definitely been great at keeping us updated. But thinking of all of our friends to the south as Hurricane Ian is about to hit in the next 24, 36 hours. And that's what you need to know on the go with The Mix.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.